Yevamis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamis Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph, on the fifth line, Irisus Ha'amona. Irisus Ha'amona, v'nisman al Yeris Kohen Gadol, Yachnis. If a Kohen was Makadish, a widow, and then was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, he may do the suing with her, that's what we had in the Mishnah. With the Kavasar, Irisus Ha'katana, v'nisman al Yeris Kohen Gadol, Yachnis. Gemara, similarly, if he was Mekadosh a minor and then he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, may he make Nisuim with her? The Gemara answers, no, I apply to the Pasuk says the word Isha and not a minor. Avoma, Asa, Shal, should say, Furyuma, V'yesiv, Ima, V'gavei. Our Mishnah said that Yoshua ben Gamla was Mekadosh, Master Baspaisus, the king appointed him to be Kohen Gadol and he married her. He schemed, he borrowed a chuppah and sat with her in it and publicized that he was Mekadisha. Betanya Yotza Shema Be'er Mekudeshes or Yizim Mekudeshes, which is a Shemas V'kibas Alea. Baisa teaches that if it was publicized in the city that she became Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes, she may not marry someone else without a get. She heard and accepted to marry, and she was very esteemed and didn't want to accept the get. She didn't want to marry a Kohen Hedjet, so she bribed Yanai HaMelech to appoint him to be Kohen Gadol. Others explain that it bought her because she was a widow. When he was Makadisha, he was permitted to have Nisun after he was appointed the Kohen Gadol. Af Beishamai Moedaba, Vaf Bishimon Moedaba, Volek Reblaza Ben Amach. Amisha said if a Yevama fell to a Kohen and he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, even if he had given her a Mama, he may not do Yibam. Even Beishamai agreed to this, they hold that a Mama acquires, but not totally. Even Bishimon, who is unsure whether a Mama totally acquires, agrees to this. It's unlike Reblaza Ben Amach. The blood of Menorah, Oime, Hamama, Koine, Kinyan Gomo, the Yevama. Kohen Gadol, Shemeis, Ochiv, Choylitz, Volem Yabim. Had Messiah Lamanda Amma, Chalitza Potter, Bam Kamanda Amma, Chalitza Kinyan, Oimeloi, Avo, Al Divri Torah. Blood of Menorah says that a Mama acquires a full Kinyan, it's stronger than Kedushin, and he may make Nasuin with his Ousa. We come now to Halacha Hei. Koyen Hedjet Lo Yisa Es Islandis Elim Kain Yeshle Isho Bonim. A regular Koyen may not marry an Islandis with a woman who is not capable of having children unless he already has a wife and children. Vyudoime Af Misha Yeshle Isho Bonim Lo Yisa Es Islandis Shehi Zoyna Hamur Batorah. Vyuda says that even if he has a wife and children, he may not marry her since she is a Zoyna said in the Torah who is forbidden to Kohona. Vachahomaimim Ein Zoyna Ela Gyeris Vashuchweris Vashinivla Bilisnus. Chacham say that a Zoyna is only a convert, a freed slave, or one who had illicit relations. The Gemara says, Ha Yisor, She'en Le'ishu Avonim, Mutaba. The Gemara says, we can infer that a Yisor without a wife and children is permitted to marry an islandess. Oy tu Osaba Elevagain du Taninan. It should say, Basra, Rabbi Yehuda Ime, Av Mishesh Le'ishu Avonim, Osa, Ba'ilness, She'i Zoyna, Amur Batoy, Vachamimim, Ein Zoyna. And the Gemara rejects that and says also he is forbidden. Rather, it was taught after this. Rida says even if he has a wife and children, he may not marry her since she is a Zoyna. Chachamim say a Zoyna is only a convert, free slave, or one who had illicit relations. And all of these apply only to a Koyin. Therefore, the Rashi did not teach also Yisrael. Amar Yehuda ben Pazi Ksiv, Bein Shoyusam Yatsiru Vula Yifne Derech Kromim Shulei Hoysa Bielosam Lashum Bonim. Yudan Barpazi says, it says about the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, there's a Pasuk in Eov, in Perek Chof Dalad, Pasuk Yud Aleph, between their rows they made oil, and it says in Pasuk Yud Chesen, he shall not turn through the vineyards, and they learn from there that their relations was not for the sake of children, which is considered Znus, illicit relations. Amar Rabbi Simon, Ksiv, Va'ochlu v'la yisbo, hizne v'la yifoitzu, shalei haisa v'yelasam, shalei bonim. Rabbi Simon says, Pasuk says in Hoshea Perek, Dalet Pasuk Yud, for they shall eat and not be satisfied, they shall commit znus and they shall not increase, meaning that their relations were not for the sake of children. Ksiv v'yikachloi lemech shtei noshim, ada, Shayem is Adin, Megufa, Tzila, Vitesha Haiti Yeshevis, Vitesha Shabonim. It says in the Pasuk in Bereishis Daled, Pasuk Yud Tes, that Lemech took two wives. One was called Ada because she was misadain, indulged in her body, meaning he had relations with her in a way to try to avoid pregnancy, lest it mar her beauty. And Sila, because she sat in the shade of children. Miss even the Rabbi Yehuda, a ge'ad smacha shahisa akara ve'in sefer leled, a ge'ad smacha shahisa zekena. The question against Rabbi Yehuda is, think about it, if she was sterile and not destined to give birth, is she forbidden to a kohen? Think about it, if she was old and will not give birth, is she forbidden to a kohen? Tani uvlaza omar, af ha'ponui ha'ba'al ha'pnuya, shaleshim ishus, shisei asar zayna. We have a baisa from a blazer that even a bachelor who had relations with a single woman, not for the sake of marriage, he made her a zayna. Amar bi Abba bar Mamal had a amar kohen gadol shekidesh isha b'beila ein kabal abu'ula. And Rabbi Abba bar Mamal infers that if it was l'shem kiddushim, we don't say that the first part of relations was b'yaznus, but he doesn't acquire her until full b'ya. This teaches that if a kohen gadol was makadosh a woman through b'ya, it's not like one who had relations with a b'ula.